From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council says it is working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of that test. Here is Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
This test once again violates numerous Security Council resolutions, despite the united call by the international community to cease such activities.
In Washington, U.S. officials sharply criticized North Korea. Here is Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The international community does need to be united in a response to this, and that it does need to be robust to deal with this most recent test.
U.S. analysts of the blast say it is not consistent with North Korea's boast that it now has hydrogen bomb technology. A military spokesman says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters, since coalition airstrikes began in August 2014, the Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land it once controlled. He said the IS has not gained any land since May of last year. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says she supports the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential term of office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A constitutional review commission set up by Ms. Sirleaf recommended last year to reduce the number of years the president can serve. The commission also recommended the term of office for senators be reduced from the current 9 years to 6, and representatives from 6 to 4 years. This is VOA News.